نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. من قول لمين الجكي والفاونديشن اوف اور افورتس is the fear, the worry and the concern of the hereafter. Because the life hereafter is everlasting. And this worldly life is temporary. Even if we live to see our 70th birthday, or 80th birthday or 90th birthday, in comparison to the life hereafter, this worldly life is very, very short. That is, if we live till 70, 80 or 90. If we live till 70, 80, 90, even then, this worldly life in comparison to the life hereafter is very, very short. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us this question on the day of Qiyamah. Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin? How many years have you spent in the world? We would have spent 80 years, 90 years, 70 years, 60 years, 50 years. Long time. 50 years, very long time. But once you go in the life hereafter, how will these 50 years and 60 years, 70 years, 80 years seem? Allah will ask, Kam labistum fil ardi adada sinin? How many years will you spend on earth? We will say, Labithna yawman. أو بعض يوم. We have spent one day or part of a day. One day, 24 hours or less than 24 hours. That is how this worldly life will seem. We are at the end of the year 2017. After a few days, the new year will begin, 2018. If we look at the year 2018, from the 1st of January till the 31st of December, it looks very long. Very, very long. In order to understand how long the year 2018 is, we have to look back at 2017. How long does 2017 look? It's as if 1st of January was yesterday and we are already in December. This is shaitan deceiving us. He makes it look very long. I am 55. So, when I think about myself, that normally people die at the age of 65 to 75. That's the average age. People die between 65 and 75. So if I think about myself, the thought process is, you still have 10 more years to go. 10 more years. It's a long time. And because it's still a very long time to go, I don't really have to worry too much about standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me enjoy myself and then, inshallah, last 1 year, last 2 years. That is the whole process. Shaitan never gives us the opportunity to contemplate on the years that have passed. He always makes us look at the years that have come in and he makes them look very, very long. 10 more years to go. So if I feel that way, that 10 more years to go, how will a 45-year-old feel? 20 more years to go. And a 35-year-old, 30 more years to go. 40 more years to go. 50 more years to go. for the teenagers, I still have 50 more years. That is if we survive that long. Recently, young man, he was in his 40s, healthy, nothing wrong with him, living in Highfield. He passed away. Any warning? No, he went to sleep at night and in the morning he was in coma. He wasn't conscious. And within 48 to 72 hours he was gone. When he went to sleep at night, probably he didn't know I wasn't going to wake up in the morning. He was not sick. And the doctors concluded that he had some infection in his body which he was unaware of, and the infection went into his brain, and as a result of this infection he passed away. Nice boy, alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him forgiveness. Nice, humble boy. Muhammad was his name. We buried him just a few days ago during this week. If we live till 75 or 65, what if we don't live till 65, 75? Who knows which one of us is going to depart next? So what I am saying is that Shaitan always makes us look at the future and not the past. And the future will always look very long. As I said, 2018 looks very long, not 2017. So what I have to do is, instead of looking at my coming 10 years, if I have 10 years, coming 10 years, in order to understand the length and the duration of the coming 10 years, I have to look at my last 55 years. Gone just like this. A poet says, Ho rahi hai umr, misle barf kam. The life is decreasing like the melting ice. If you put ice in a bowl, in a utensil, in a cup, slowly, slowly, slowly it melts without you even realizing it. You don't realize it. At least if you look into the bowl and if you begin to see the water, you realize that it's melting. Life, you cannot even see the water around the life. The life is melting. Life. The life is melting, the life is decreasing like the melting ice. Chupke chupke, quietly, quietly, silently. Rafta rafta, slowly, slowly. Dam badam, with every breath. I had no desire to speak to this gathering. Maulana Ahmed Sahib's words were enough, alhamdulillah. You also have your engagements, we also have our engagements after the nikah. But because I am seeing so many young faces, and because of the environment, we live in the environment of negligence, ghaflat. Ghaflat, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. My friend, tomorrow never comes. There is no such thing as tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, so tomorrow, Saturday. Saturday is tomorrow. As soon as you enter Saturday, tomorrow is not there. You can never get hold of tomorrow. You can never see tomorrow. Because as soon as you enter tomorrow, it becomes today. So tomorrow, you can never get hold of tomorrow. So those people who say tomorrow, 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 that means they will never do it. Because come Saturday, again we will say tomorrow. So tomorrow is Sunday. Come Sunday, tomorrow, Monday. This is called tasleef. Procrastination. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Such people never succeed. And I am not trying to put fear in your hearts or frighten you that death is just around the corner. No. What I am trying to do is make you and myself realize that yes, death is around the corner, so that we start making preparations, so we feel happy that I am ready to go anytime. We don't fear death. Why? When will you fear? Death is going to come whether I warn you or not. So if I don't warn you, And if you don't make preparation, you will always fear death. But if I warn you, and if you make preparation for the life hereafter, you will not fear death, you will look forward to dying. And I'm telling you, you will look forward to dying. There have been thousands of people in the Ummah who have looked forward to dying, who look forward to dying. When the final moment comes, they want to go. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens all the ways between the dying person and Jannah. And when he sees the neighbors of Jannah, he doesn't want to stay in this world, because this world is nothing in comparison to the life hereafter. I want myself and you to become one of those individuals who don't fear death, who desire to meet their Creator. And Mawtu Jasrun, what is death? Is death something to fear? No, Tawfatul Mu'min Yadbun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it is the gift of a believer. Why is it a gift? Why is death a gift? Can death be called a gift when it separates you from your father, when it separates you from your mother, when it separates you from your beloved, when it separates you from so many luxuries of this world? Is it? Yes, it is a gift. Because it separates you from everything, but it connects you with the Creator. It is a gift. But more than just one, death is a bridge. It is a pool. It is a bridge. Yusilul Habiba ilal Habib. It connects the lover with the beloved. It connects the servant of Allah with Allah whom he loves dearly. The only reason why I and you fear death, my friends, is because we know that our life is miserable as far as good deeds are concerned. Our lives are full of evil deeds, so we fear, how will I face my Creator? How will I face my Creator? If we abstain from wrong and if we do good, we will never fear death. We will never fear facing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will want to go. And if we could, we would want to embrace our Creator. Please, my friends, please make a place in Jummah, we perform Jummah Salat, Alhamdulillah. And two nikah will be taking place, Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the method of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Way of life, nikah is also way of life of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, in this very, very blessed gathering where there are approximately 150 students, there are so many ulama here. There are ulama who are teaching Hadith Sharif, ulama who are teaching Tafsir. Because of Jalaluddin's nikah, the whole madrasa is here today. Normally the madrasa does not remain here, because the lesson commences immediately after Salah. They are all here because Jalaluddin is part of our family. He is a student studying in madrasa. So all the teachers are here. All the students are here. It's a very, very blessed gathering. Other pious people also. And we have all performed Jummah Salat. And we hope that Allah has accepted our Jummah Salat. Please, don't just take this message as a norm that we all will hear. This is a prepare for the life hereafter, prepare for the life. No. Today's message has to be different. And that difference is, I want each and every one of you to resolve right now with your heart and mind that from today, the focus in life is going to be different. From today, it will be hereafter, akhirah. Allah says, despite the hereafter being so long as far as quantity is concerned, and so nice as far as quality is concerned. So in quality, quantity, both, the hereafter is better than this world. Despite that, what do? You make a mistake. Mistake of what? You give preference to this worldly life, which is very short in comparison to the life hereafter. And even in value. Even in value. La manadi wa sa'adin fil jannati afdalu minha. Once the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullahi Ta'ala in the main were looking at a silk which was very, very soft. And a silk of a very high quality. So they said, oh, look at this silk. It's nicer for human. Look at this silk. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you are looking at this silk. And this silk is attracting your hearts. No? Lamanadi no sadhin fil jannati. The handtowel that sad will use in Jannah is more better than this. Just the handtowel. Handtowel is very, very cheap. The handtowel that sad will use in Jannah is better than this. So imagine what sad will wear in Jannah. Imagine the quality of his clothes. Allah says, but you give preference to this. Don't you realize? وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. When the life hereafter is far more better in quality, وَأَبْقَى, and far more longer as far as quantity is concerned. So please know this. Let us change overnight. That is the first thing, first priority. Let us change overnight. From today, no more sins. If we cannot change overnight, then let us make a firm resolution that I will take the first step towards changing, and that is I will perform as many salat as possible. I will sit in the gathering of ulama at least once a week, whichever masjid you go, my friends, once a week. And my young friends who are very busy or lazy like me, either you are busy or lazy, these are the only two things that will prevent you from spending time in the masjid. If we are busy or if we are lazy, and if we cannot sit for 30 minutes, 40 minutes in a bayan, then sit in the bayan for 10 minutes. And listen to whatever he has to say for 10 minutes and then vote out. That means, 10 minutes per week, keep watering your heart and mind. 10 minutes. Alim of your choice, masjid of your choice. And sit and listen carefully. Don't benefit from YouTube. You need good mahol environment to benefit from, where you can focus. So go into the masjid, perform as many salat as possible. Number two, once a week listen to somebody. And number three, try your utmost not to make a mistake. And if you do, then repent immediately. Repent, ask Allah's forgiveness. Talk to Allah on your own. Oh Allah, I have done it again. I have made this mistake again. Before going to sleep, just think for 5 minutes, 10 minutes what you have done during the day. And ask Allah to forgive you. You may not be able to tell anybody, you can tell Allah, because Allah already knows. Three things. Try to perform as many salat as possible. Listen to a talk of an alim. Number three, try your utmost to not to sin. Number four, if you do make a mistake, then even if you have to ask Allah for forgiveness a million times in a day, but do it. Number four. Number five, daily zikr. Zikr 100 times, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. 100 times istighfar. Astaghfirullah. And 100 times salat ala nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I said, if we are too busy and too lazy, then 50 times each. If not 50 times, 25 times each. If not 25, 11 times each. If not 11, then 3 times each. Is that difficult? But 3 times religiously, daily. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Astaghfirullah. Not even 1 minute. If 100 times Alhamdulillah, you will benefit more. If not, at least 3 times. Zikrullah. And whenever you remember Allah, say La ilaha illallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, whatever you want to say. And number six, finally, 6 points. Finally, number six, stay away from bad environment. Stay in good environment. Stay away from wrong company. Stay in good company. If you do this, my friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pave the path to Jannah for us, inshaAllah. All of you make the resolution, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. May Allah grant us barakat of this world, khair of this world, happiness of this world, and also the barakah, khair and happiness of the life hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to meet each other in masajid over and over again, in haramain sharifain over and over again. And may Allah ultimately unite us in Jannatul Firdaus. with the Anbiya, the Siddiqin, the Shuhada and the Salihin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant cure to the sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the difficulties of the afflicted. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant immense barakah in the marriages that are going to take place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant both couples immense barakah, immense happiness, and may this marriage become a means of them preparing for their life hereafter. May Allah grant them pious progeny, pious children, and may become the coolness of their eyes in this world and also in the hereafter. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make way for all young boys and young girls to get married. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find good partners for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us all, for as long as Allah keeps us in this world, may He keep us steadfast from Iman and Islam. And when He takes us from this world, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us with Iman and Bilal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم النكاح من سنتي. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فمن رجب عن سنتي فليس مني. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن أعظم النكاح بركة أيسره مرونة. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرا ولا تنسنا ذكرا ولا تهتك عنا سترا ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم اجعل وساوس قلوبنا خشيتك وذكرك واجعل همتنا وهوانا فيما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمالنا أواخرها. وحيل أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من فضلك العظيم. اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة ومسائل بلاد المسلمين. اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عما شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات وكما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. رحم کا کرم کا یسر و سہولت کا عفو عافیت کا فضل و عنایت کا حفظ و امان کا معاملہ فرما. ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. ہماری لنگشوں سے درگزر فرما. صراط مستقیم پر چلنے کی جمنے کی چلانے کی جمانے کی توفیق عطا فرما. نفس و شیطان سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین ہم تمام گناہوں سے توبہ کر رہے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہماری توبہ قبول فرما. الہ العالمین آئندہ گناہوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما. اگر کوئی گناہ ہو جائے فوراً توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرما. الہ العالمین ہم توبہ کر چکے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم توبہ کر چکے ہیں. الہ العالمین ہم توبہ کر چکے ہیں. مدد فرما دستگیری فرما. الہ العالمین مدد فرما دستگیری فرما. مدد فرما دستگیری فرما. جب تک زندہ رکھے اسلام پر زندہ رکھ. جب بھی موت آئے ولایت والا حسن خاتمہ ایمان پر نصیب فرما. آخرت کی ساری منزلیں آسان فرما. دنیا کی آخرت کی ہر خیر عطا فرما. دنیا اور آخرت کی ہر شر سے حفاظت فرما. ہدایت کو عام فرما. ہدایت کو تام فرما. الہ العالمین علم کو عام فرما. علم کو تام فرما. یا رحم الراحمین علماء کی مجلسوں میں بیٹھنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. یا رحم الراحمین برے ماحول سے بچا لے. اچھا ماحول نصیب فرما. پوری صحبت سے بچا لے. اچھی صحبت نصیب فرما. پوری گھڑی سے بچا لے. اچھی گھڑیاں نصیب فرما. یا رحم الراحمین برے خیالات نظریات سے بچا لے. صحیح خیالات صحیح نظریات نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین غلط عقائد سے حفاظت فرما. الہ العالمین غلط عقائد سے حفاظت فرما. صحیح العقیدہ راسخ العقیدہ بنا دے. یا رحم الراحمین آج کے ان دونوں نکاحوں میں خوب خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. دلہاؤں دلہنوں میں خیر و برکت پیدا فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی زندگیوں کو خیر و برکت سے مالا مال فرما. انہیں انس عطا فرما. انبت عطا فرما. محبت عطا فرما. مودت عطا فرما. الہ العالمین اتفاق اتحاد والی زندگی نصیب فرما. الہ العالمین میں روحانی خوشیاں نصیب فرما. اس نکاحوں کو اولاد صالح کے وجود میں آنے کا ذریعہ بنا. دونوں خاندانوں میں محبت کا ذریعہ بنا. یا رحم العالمین ان نکاحوں کو گناہوں سے بچنے کا ذریعہ بنا. الہ العالمین آخرت کی تیاری کا ذریعہ بنا. یا رحم الراحمین یا رحم الراحمین یا رحم الراحمین رحم کا کرم کا معاملہ فرما. مسلمانان عالم کے حال میں رحم فرما. پورے عالم میں امن کو عام فرما. سلامتی کو عام فرما. رحمتوں کو عام فرما. برکتوں کو عام فرما. یا رحم الراحمین آپ کے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے جتنی بھلائیوں کی دعا مانگی ہے وہ ساری بھلائیاں عطا فرما. جن دن شروع سے پناہ مانگی ہے ان شروع سے پناہ عطا فرما. الہ العالمین جو حرمین شریفین پہنچ چکے ہیں الہ العالمین انہیں قبول فرما. انہیں قبول فرما. جو جانے کا ارادہ رکھتے ہیں عافیت کے ساتھ سلامتی کے ساتھ قبولیت کے ساتھ انہیں وہاں لے جا. اور الہ العالمین وہاں کی ایک 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 گھڑی کی قدر دانی کی توفیق عطا فرما. انہیں قبولیت عطا فرما. انوار و برکات سے مالا مال فرما. الہ العالمین ان کی دعاؤں میں हमारा जो हिस्सा फरमा अंबिया रहमतुल्लाह उनके वहां जाने तो पूरे आलम में हिदायत का जरिया बना, पूरे आलम से शर फितनों के खात्मे का जरिया बना। अंबिया रहमतुल्लाह हमें अपनी मोहब्बत अता फरमा, अपना ताल्लुक नसीब फरमा, अपना कुर्बे खास नसीब फरमा। अहादीस शरीफ कुरान मजीद की खूब मोहब्बत अता फरमा। इलाहा आलमीन अहादीस शरीफ और कुरान मजीद के पैगाम को हिरदे जान बनाने की तौफीक अता फरमा। इलाहा आलमीन फजल फरमा, फजल फरमा, बस फरमा, अपना बना दे, अपना बना दे, अपना बना दे। इलाहा जो मांगो वो भी अता फरमा, मांगना चाहिए था नहीं मांग सकी वो भी अता फरमा। जिन जिन भाई ने बहनों ने दुआओं के लिए कहा है लिखा है, जो हमसे मुतवक्के हैं, जिनका हम पर हक बनता है, जो हमसे ताल्लुक मोहब्बत रखते हैं, खुसूसन हमारे माँ बाप असद मशाई दोस्त साहबा भारती ने मुजिस मजलिस सभी के तमाम जायज दिन मुकासद को पूरा करूंगा। या रबुलरिम बीमारों को शिफा अता करूंगा, जिनके ऑपरेशन हो रहे हैं होने वाले हैं कामयाबी नसीब करूंगा, जो मौत के करीब है उन्हें उसने खातिमा नसीब करूंगा, मरहूमिन की मकफरत करूंगा। रब्बना तक़बल मिन्ना इन्नका अंतस समीउल अलीम व तुब अलैना इन्नका अंतत तव्वाबुर रहीम। रब्बि ग़फिर लना व अंता ख़ैरुर रहीमीन। سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله.